Englisch Aufnahmeprüfung 2011. Listening Part 1. Look at questions 1 to 6 for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Simon, and a girl, Tina, about some problems Tina is having at school. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick under yes. If it is not correct, put a tick under no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
What's wrong, Tina? You've been looking worried all morning.
Oh, everything's going wrong at the moment, Simon.
Oh, come on, it can't be that bad. You know what they say, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Well, you must have noticed how all the teachers pick on me. I mean, they tell me off more than any other student in the class.
Yes, that's true, but they have good reason to, don't they?
No, they don't. I never behave badly in class.
Yes, but you never do your homework either, do you? And you never listen to what the teachers are saying.
It's not that I'm not listening, exactly. It's just that I'm so tired all the time.
You should go to a doctor, Tina. There must be something wrong with you if you're so tired.
No, I'm fine. I think it's just that I go to bed very late.
What time do you go to bed, then?
Not till about 2 o'clock usually, because I like watching the late-night films on TV.
Then I have no sympathy for you. You're very silly. It's okay to have a late night on Friday and Saturday, but not before school days.
Well, maybe it is my own fault. I think I'd better change my habits, hadn't I?
Yes, you must, or you're going to get yourself into serious trouble.
Now listen again.
What's wrong, Tina? You've been looking worried all morning.
Oh, everything's going wrong at the moment, Simon.
Oh, come on, it can't be that bad. You know what they say, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Well, you must have noticed how all the teachers pick on me. I mean, they tell me off more than any other student in the class.
Yes, that's true, but they have good reason to, don't they?
No, they don't. I never behave badly in class.
Yes, but you never do your homework either, do you? And you never listen to what the teachers are saying.
It's not that I'm not listening, exactly. It's just that I'm so tired all the time.
You should go to a doctor, Tina. There must be something wrong with you if you're so tired.
No, I'm fine. I think it's just that I go to bed very late.
What time do you go to bed, then?
Not till about 2 o'clock, usually. Because I like watching the late-night films on TV.
Then I have no sympathy for you. You're very silly. It's okay to have a late night on Friday and Saturday, but not before school days.
Well, maybe it is my own fault. I think I'd better change my habits, hadn't I?
Yes, you must, or you're going to get yourself into serious trouble.
This is the end of part 1. Now look at part 2, questions 7 to 12. You will hear a man, David, being interviewed about his life as a professional footballer. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B or C. There is only one correct answer. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 2. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session, when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere, as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day, although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand, and we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course, I dream of that from time to time, but I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully, in a couple of years, we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
Now listen again.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session, when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere, as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day, although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand, and we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course, I dream of that from time to time, but I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully, in a couple of years, we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
This is the end of the test.